This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. This is Rodney Brown speaking, and I'm glad to be with you. It's always a pleasure, it's always a privilege to bring something from the Holy Scriptures. And today I want to read in the Gospel of John, John's Gospel and chapter 3. John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 3. This is Jesus in conversation with Nicodemus, Nicodemus who had come to Jesus by night. And Nicodemus begins the conversation in verse 2. And then in verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And verse 7, Jesus again says, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." Recently, we have been looking at another scripture in John 3. It's in verse 14, where Jesus says that he must be lifted up. And also in verse 30 of John 3, there's another must where John the Baptist says he must increase. So we find three musts in John chapter 3. And the one that I'm thinking of today is what we find in verse 7 where Jesus says, "You must be born again." This was originally spoken to a man called Nicodemus. And at the beginning of this chapter, we are introduced to Nicodemus as a man of the Pharisees, and he was a ruler of the Jews. We read later on in the chapter that he himself was a teacher, he himself was a rabbi, and as he came to Jesus, he called Jesus Rabbi. We know that you are a teacher come from God. So here is Nicodemus the Jew, the religious Jew, and as we think of religious Jews, we know that they were looking for a kingdom. They were looking for a kingdom on earth when Messiah would come and when Messiah would free the nation of Israel from the bondage of the Roman Empire. At that time, it was the Romans who were in control of the land of Israel. And it wasn't pleasant for the Jewish people, and they were wanting rid of this Roman Empire. And so the Jewish nation was looking for peace, and they were looking for righteousness, and they were also looking to triumph over their enemies whenever the nation of Israel and the Jewish people again would be chief among the nations, and when the enemies would be put away. But what Nicodemus was expecting, and what he was even expecting to hear, and what he was told here in the words of Jesus was quite a shock to him, because Jesus says to him in verse 3 that to be part of Christ's kingdom, a person needed to be born again. Or another translation of born again says to be born from above, that is above from heaven. And so Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus that Christ's kingdom can only be entered by those who have a new life. And when we think about this new life, when we think about new birth, this new birth makes a person righteous in the sight of God. Of course, we know in ourselves, people are not righteous, as the scripture declares, there is none righteous, no, not one. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, a born-again person is made righteous and is enabled to live a righteous life. Now, we know that all have been born the first time. And when we're born the first time, that is fine and that fits us for life in the world. Our first birth is a physical birth and it is for earthly life. And that's good enough for what it is intended for, but it is not enough. In order to be part of Christ's kingdom, we need to be born again. And when Nicodemus heard this for the first time, he was confused. He did not understand it. And we see that in verse 4. He says, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" He was thinking of a physical second birth, but it is not physical. The new birth, the birth from above, is spiritual. And then Jesus in verse 14 goes on to say that he must be lifted up. That is, he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, he must be lifted up so that those who believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Now, this eternal life is entered into by new birth. As we think of life in this world, we come into life in this world when we are born. When we are born physically, we come into life in this world. But when we are born spiritually, that is when we are born again, or when we were born from above, that is bringing us into spiritual life. That is bringing us into eternal life. And so we see that this born again, and this by the Spirit of God, and this believing in Christ is very, very closely linked together. Of course, it is only God who can give life, whether that is physical life or spiritual life. Only God can give it. But according to the words of verse 14, we are responsible to believe in Christ. And so the situation here is this, that in ourselves, we have been born physically. We have been born the first time, and it fits us for living in the world. But we know that our physical condition does not fit us for a spiritual kingdom or for life in heaven. In order to have that life, we must have that new birth. We must be born from above. But just like Nicodemus couldn't understand it, he was thinking of birth in terms of that which is physical and being born through his mother. And of course, this is nothing of what it has to do at all, because it's birth from above. It's birth from God. And so, in order for us to come into this blessing and this eternal life, then we must realize what we are and who we are in ourselves, that we are totally unfit for heaven and unfit for this life, and our sins bars us from this life, and our sins bars us from God's kingdom. But out of love, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and he was born. He was born physically. Of course, he never needed to be born again. He is the Son of God, the one who is life, the one who has life, and the one who gives eternal life. But in order for us to come into the good, into the blessing of eternal life, he says, one of the other musts of the chapter in verse 14, that he must be lifted up. And he's referring to the cross, where he was lifted up to die, where he took the punishment for sin, and he took the suffering for sin, and he took the death for sin upon himself. He who himself had never sinned, he who did not deserve to suffer, he who did not deserve to die, but he did suffer and he did die, taking on himself the sins of others, dying for those sins and rising again, so that life can be offered, so that life can be made available and can be entered into by those who believe in him. And so we find in verse 14 that whoever believes in him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish but have eternal life. And this eternal life is entered into by believing in him. And by believing in him is coming into eternal life. And of course, that is a life that is for eternity. That is a life that will never end. It is spiritual life in contrast to physical life. Now, Nicodemus and all of us have been born through our mother, and we have physical life for a time in this world, and it will come to an end. But how good to remember that through the new birth, through birth from above, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we come into a life that is much, much greater than that which is physical and that which is earthly. It is spiritual life, it is eternal life. And so here we find in John chapter 3, Jesus said that unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And he goes on to say in verse 7, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. And we can come into the good and the blessing of this life through believing in the one who was lifted up. As we also read in verse 16 of this chapter, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. Thank you for listening to the message today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.